I would go here.
All right, come on. It's 8 o'clock. The show's button, already started.
Go to here. Go to this button. Go up to this page.
And we're still off the air on JMA.
Sorry about that. Let me refresh this page. Hold on. Let me go over here.
Press don't come around here no more.
This is a countdown.
Let me say show.
55.
The crimson and clover.
Hey! Don't come around here no more.
Crimson and clover. Over
and over. 38 right now.
It's only
I just wonder how they did that. And then it's like, of course, when I got into bands, I found out what an effect pedal was for. But I thought he did that. Bicycle. I love to ride my bicycle. I love to ride my bike.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
Do
you like my bulletin? Isn't it pretty? Now I bring you another special bulletin.
Three, two, one.
We gotta stop. See, they didn't take that, so we had to stop it right there.
Now broadcast
from
the Dan Mason Studios,
quack,
deep in the heart of Virginia. It's the Slade and Mason Show.
Deep in the heart of Virginia. Roscoe Beagle. Slim Dukes. It's possible.
Well, I guess I'll have to wait. Alright, it's almost done. Cut it off,
Greg.
Come on, Greg.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Here's Boss Hogg coming up the hill now.
Okay, Anus. I mean, Enos.
Cleanus. Whatever that guy's name was. Talk about a lily white program. Jiminy.
Oh, yeah.
Flipping crickets.
Didn't see much color in that town. Like I say, right next to Mayberry.
Hi, Aub. All right, this is the Slade Mason Show.
Oh, God.
This is
only a minute in.
This is the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about you and us.
Mostly about us.
It is like a radio program.
It is absolutely like no radio program that you have ever had described to you or that you've ever heard on any public airways, because it just can't be.
Where we share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. It's
and
our...
We, of course, put our spin on it.
Oh, it's going to be our take on it. We're basically saying things you would say, that you would say, but not in public.
If you had cojones like us.
And you'd never hear this on the radio. They wouldn't go like, and here on the news, this guy's a complete moron. Yeah, you'd never hear that, because that guy with the tie would be pulled off right away. We're just trying to have some fun, just making your Sunday a little bit happier. Don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy. Now, all the music you're listening to, like that stuff you just heard in the intro, that was brought to you by Dano Music, because, well, quite frankly...
we're too damn cheap.
Yeah,
really,
and he's not giving away stuff for free anymore, and he grandfathered us in. That was very nice of him, by the way. But you can still visit the website. The link's in the description.
Oh, my God. We've only been doing this 9 years.
It's
good God.
A little longer than that.
You know,
a little longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
A little longer than that.
I know, because like I say, I lost my leg 9 years ago, and we had been doing 2 years before that.
So. Yep. Let's see. Don't forget to check out that picture we have from Instagram from 2016. We got a picture up on Twitter from 2022. I have no idea how to get to them anymore, but you guys are a little better at this than I am, so I am not the social media monger guy. Listen, if you're enjoying what you're listening to, by all means, call what's the hotline?
988.
Oh, don't forget, tell your friends, neighbors, people you know, get a car wrap.
If you really want to get committed, it's like, just go ahead and tell everybody that you're listening to this.
Hey, you know what? Listen to the Slade Mason Show.
Okay. Put the cups on them right now.
As always, we're brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats. We'll talk about that at the break. But Mr. Slade.
And yes, I
don't want to. I don't want to push you into a corner or anything like that. If you do, you do. You don't. You don't. That's great. I don't care. It's really a good thing. But if you did, if by chance you do, would you by some happenstance.
I've already looked at the headline and it's like,
do you have a Sunday morning rant by chance? I mean, you know.
Amazingly enough that you should ask. And I know that it's starting to sound like a broken record.
Oh, here it comes. I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming.
Start. You see, the rich just make bad decisions.
Oh, here it comes.
Now, I mean, you know, we try to stay away from things that happen, really, but I just could not leave this alone.
I know.
You knew about this tragedy that happened. Okay. Now, here's a couple of questions I got to ask.
Go ahead.
Number one, you're in this little sardine can.
Uh-huh.
And does it have a window?
It has one. It's about 11 inches round.
Now
it's 19 inches thick
in the dark of ocean.
Oh yeah. There's that.
So now the thing of it is that these people paid a great deal of money.
$250,000
to do what you can do right now where you are sitting. And that is go on your computer and just take a look at all the underwater explorations on the Titanic. You will see some beautiful footage, and you don't have to worry about ending up. Here's a couple of things about this whole thing. All right. First off, the Coast Guard came out on Monday and said, oh, we think we hear some knocking. Now, when on Thursday, we found out that that knocking was actually this sub just sort of going and collapsing amongst itself.
Well, there were two sounds. There was the distinct poosh. And they said they called that an anomaly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then
like I said, so now, but here is the other thing. And of course, I have to do news, so it's like I have to follow this stuff.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard knew on Monday.
Yeah, they knew. But they had to wait for that French troller to come by with the deep sea thing that came down 2 miles and look at. And it was funny because they said, the wreckage is here. And they're like, well, yeah, the wreckage is here, but I think you should go 1600 yards over here and drop your ling. What? Drop it 1600 meters over here. Why? Just do it. Hey, guess what we found?
All right. Now these people, of course, like I say, if they were conscious, can you imagine what that's like having? That's like having a great big soda can and somebody taking their hands and crushing it.
No, it's worse than that. No, it's like you're in an egg. And
you
then
put it in
someone,
the microwave.
No, the egg is sitting there. And you're looking out and you go, oh, this is lovely. And all of a sudden, someone comes by with like a 90-ton weight and goes on top of the egg. And the question the people were asking was, oh, did you see any bodies? No. Everything was liquefied in like half a nanosecond. The whole thing, the pressure. What'd they say? It was like 27 Empire State Buildings worth of pressure.
Ooh.
I mean, there's bone would liquefy at that point, boys and girls.
Now, so here we go. And I don't really mean to laugh at this. But again, it makes my point. One of the passengers on this micro sub also paid $26 million or $2 million to fly up and to get to the outer reaches of space and then came back.
Yep.
Remember the topic of my discussion of this morning?
Mm-hmm.
The rich just make bad decisions.
Yes.
You know, let's not forget. I mean, my problem with the whole thing is that, like I say, if you wanted to see some really beautiful shots, watch the movie Titanic.
Yeah.
You know, there have been lots of explorations of unmanned subs that have gone ahead and taken some great video. You can see everything you need to see and you don't have to become liquefied at, 1600 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say the rich make bad decisions, this all goes back to, have you watched the program I suggested to you?
No, which one?
It's my Super Sweet 16.
No, I told you I'm not going to watch it. I will not be watching that. I won't. I won't even look at the previews.
Here again.
Yep.
Here again, we see the rich making very bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and like I say, I don't begrudge people being rich because, like I say, I would love to be rich just so that I could see what I would do different.
What a jerk you'd be.
Yeah, I would be. I really would be. I would be just such an ass, man. It's like,
I come knocking on your door. Get off the floor of my porch.
Hey, you doggo kids. Huh?
AK-47. I was scared.
But again, I just say that, you know, if you happen to be in that strata,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you are just richer than God,
mm-hmm.
don't do stupid things. You know, again, like I say, you could have saved a whole lot of aggravation. As a matter of fact, with the money that this guy had, man, he could have had a big screen TV and it's like could have seen all the pictures of all the exploration of the Titanic instead of now being. Here it is now. Now, not only are people going to be dumb enough to want to go see the Titanic, but guess what? They're going to want to see if there's anything left of those dumbasses that went down in that little micro sub.
Nope. I think I need to kind of describe to the public what they've done is it is a, think of a tube, like a sock tube. Are you with me? Okay. And you've intermixed with it. Carbon fibers. All right.
I got some of those laying around the house.
So we got carbon and we got fiber. Carbon, very strong. Fibers, they're fibers. Fibers move against each other. You with me so far?
So far.
Okay. Now you've made this carbon fiber some 6-8 inches thick. I mean, it is like bulletproof, baby. Okay.
Like a big safe in a bank.
Yeah. But then you've attached two titanium caps on either end. One has a like an 11 inch window on it. Now the second cap needs to be secured to this basically glorified fiberglass exterior shell. And then you take 14 20 inch long bolts and you. So now you're inside this. Your bathroom is a plastic baggie with a little tiny pour cup that you can clean your utensils with, if you know what I'm talking about. Okay. And then. Oh, and they've given you some privacy by putting up a little shower curtain. So as you're sitting there going, okay, everything's fine. The whole thing is controlled by Nintendo game controller, which is not wired. It's Bluetoothed. Okay. Shall we go into that? Bluetooth technology?
And it's not even really a Nintendo joystick.
That's right. It's a knockoff. I mean, all right. Now, okay. So here's what I suspect happened. Okay. Structurally speaking, the first trip, it's fine. Second trip, it's fine. Third trip. Okay.
Oops.
Now we're starting to compress on those I'm going to use that word again. Fiber. Okay. Fiber means it's not solid. It's like a squishy tennis ball. And I'm squeezing that squishy tennis ball and it's separating just a teeny tiny, teeny, eeny, weeny, just a little tiny bit away from the titanium, but you can't see it because you've never had it tested. Okay. So now let's grab four millionaires and their son and stick them inside this sock and cap it off with the 14 bolts and bloop, drop them in the middle of the ocean in the dark. Bye-bye.
People, I mean, they lost contact like within 2 hours.
Yeah, hour 45 minutes. So they're like, ding, hang, how you doing? Boom. Oh, wow. No electric, no sound. No signal coming up. You know what we'll do? We'll just wait 8.5 hours.
Meanwhile, I'm getting reports that, oh, they've got like 30 hours of air.
But first, they wait 8.5 hours.
So now we only have 22 hours of air.
Well, well, if they don't panic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anxiety makes you breathe a lot faster.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, during this time period, I was having like nightmares. Because, you know, if you think about what happens, you're inside basically a small minivan. You can't stand up. You can only crouch. You're sitting down cross-legged. And that's it. And then the humidity would build up. And it would be cold as all get out. And there's nothing to eat. There's nothing to drink. You can't poo. You can't pee. You're just... duck there, and you're going, gee, I hope someone finds us. I mean, that is even worse than what happened. That would be even worse in my
opinion. Then of course that giant hand grabbed that little tin can and squeak,
all gone. Just like I said, it's like a 90 ton weight dropping down on top of an egg. I mean, there is and then people at that press conference, did you see any bodies? I look at him and go, what? What? Do you not understand how much pressure is under here, boys and girls?
All right. So now I've got to ask the question because, you know, cultural differences.
I'm Mr. No, I'm not going. I'm not going. Look, I don't like getting on boats.
What makes someone
I don't take baths.
Do something so stupid? I mean, and really, this number one, none of these people are experienced navigators of the ocean.
Nope. Now, one of them was a scientist, so he did want to see. But I'm like, you know, it's one thing that, like you said, and my daughter brought up the same thing. Says, you know, watching it on TV, you get such a better view. You can send down an unmanned submersible, and you can guide it and tell it where do you want to take a look at stuff.
And
no one dies.
My question is, you're in this tin can that you can't even stand up in.
You know, so you're in a sock. You're in a fiberglass sock. Let's get it right.
Is there so fascinating to spend millions of dollars for?
Ah, there you go. Because you can then say, I was there.
Well, guess what they can say now?
I'm part there of the ocean. Forever.
I knew that because we are kindred spirits and because we're both warped, I knew that was going to attract your attention.
I know. And I wasn't sure we were going to talk about it. I figured I'll just let him do it. Just let him do it.
And
whatever.
I knew that you would be able to explain, you know, the scientific background of all that garbage, because all I know is that five people went down, nobody came back.
Nope. Yep. It was like basically load them up. Bloop. That's it. All gone.
It flushed them right down the toilet.
Yep. Let's go all home and have a Miller. All right. So,
all right. Now, listen. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, the other thing I want to talk about real briefly is, you know, Wednesday was the first day of summer.
Oh, yeah.
Dun. And this is a public affair, a public announcement, public service announcement from the Slade and Mason Show.
Okay.
For God's sake, put some clothes on. Fellas. Nobody wants to see you looking like a Wookiee in a Speedo. Oh, my God.
Ladies, you've been out in the public recently?
Yep. Just because it says it's your size doesn't mean you should be wearing it.
Hey, 3XL looks good to me.
One of the problems that I have had with my radio station is that, you know, we're not realistic. We go out and do remotes and we give away t-shirts.
Yeah.
Five of them. We give away t-shirts and of course we get t-shirts medium.
Nope.
Large.
Nope.
A couple of extra larges.
There we go.
No,
now we're starting.
We need to start at XL and
work
our way up to 3X.
That's right.
Because there is nothing worse on anybody. And then it's expected for them to have that beer gut hanging over and, you know, the shirt gapped open so you can see their navel.
I mean, that's your listening group. I mean,
ladies, please listen. You do not need to try and put on a medium t-shirt because the only thing you're going to get it over is one arm. And if you do pull this thing over the rest of your body, it is a mess and it's no hiding it. Mm-hmm. So please, for the sake, for the love of God and our children, please, before you walk out that door, look in the mirror and say, no.
This is fine.
That is a public service announcement from the Slade Mason Show.
All right. That means it's time for the Terminator music. There we go. All right. This is our AI report.
And before you even get into that, I got to tell you, I gave Dan an assignment last week, and it's like, and he pulled it off. It's like, you know, again, how long did it take to write those pieces?
0.5 seconds.
I got 3 60-second ads, perfect ads, without straining my brain and just giving a little bit of information. Uh-huh. By the way, Dan, you need to send me the link to that because I've found all kinds of things I might be using that for. All right, I'm getting roped into it. Come on.
So here's the deal. People are getting a little concerned. As you know, writers are still on strike.
Yes.
Yes. One of their caveats, one of their demands is you will not use AI to write sitcoms, stories, movies, productions at all.
You know, and you know what they do know why.
And you know what and you know what management said? They said we'd be more than happy to put that into the contract. For 1 year. And the reason being is because they know what comes out of AI right now is English, but it's about as exciting as wet paint.
And with a little bit of fine tuning.
Oh, yes. In another year, it'll be out there. Now, recently, they just handed AI a whole big pile of like thousands and thousands of clay tablets of cuneiform. You're familiar with what that is?
No, I am not.
Cuneiform is the first form of language that's been recorded, as far as we know.
Oh, okay.
And it's a slab, and you have little cuts and grooves and things like that. And sure enough, AI went ahead and it translated thousands and thousands of tablets. And, you know, literary stories, poetic texts, letters from priests, mostly all AI hallucinations. There isn't anything in there.
In other words, boy, AI was smoking something real.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is a story about recording the taxes and not being happy about them. No, that wasn't what was. No. Because what AI does is it scrapes from the internet or other areas that it's been fed and says, oh, this is what this seems to be. Therefore, I'll just make up a damn story. Now.
Oh, no. See, again, it's like, okay, the actual drawing was of a man getting ready to spear a buffalo.
He was watching the evening news, and that's what the story is about. It's the evening news. This has been Uga. Kills a large animal with long spear. Back to you in the studio, Gook. Okay. All right, now.
I also saw this morning, I heard it just this morning on that station.
Yes.
That they're now starting to feed medical information.
Yes. Now, that's fine. That's fine because now it's not, oh, we have to rip his heart out. No. It's hey, go take a look at this particular image because this one seems to have information in there that you need to look at. That I'm fine with. That's fine.
I think that the possibility of it being better than a human surgeon or a human being, you know,
that
means we can save a lot of lives.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at thousands and thousands of images a day, and you're going to miss something, you know, especially when a text message comes in, right? But now, on the flip side, as you know, AI is the candy right now, right? Everybody's getting on board with it. So we were talking before the show started about stocks. I'm not recommending a stock. I'm just telling you what I know. You know gamers, kids, gamers.
Yes. God, yes.
Okay. Gamers.
I have one that works across the hall from me.
Gamers have pushed the industry into making these high-speed video cards. This is so you can have not 60 hertz coming through, but like 180 hertz. It's screaming that information to your video screen. But you can't do it on a CPU. You have to do it on something called a GPU. And what this does is instead of just one signal in and one signal out, it's like multiple signals coming in, multiple signals coming out to feed the video stream. So you can have this guy in the far left-hand corner moving at 100 miles an hour and the guy in the upper right-hand corner moving at 100 miles an hour. You with me so far? It's just a visual.
I'm
just
following
a visual.
You.
Okay. The company that makes these video cards for gamers keeps getting calls from like Apple, and they're getting calls from like Facebook. I need 3,000 of your video cards. 3,000? What are you doing with these things? Finally finds out they're ripping out those chips and using those as the processor for AI. Now this company is making these, and I kid you not when I say they're making these things at like $80,000 to $90,000 per card. $80,000 to $90,000 per card, and they're getting orders from Facebook. Go, yeah, I need 20,000 of them. What? What? Okay. There's like a 3-week backlog. We'll get the. So, the company is called NVIDIA. Now,
okay.
Their stock has gone up. Their stock has gone up about 34% already because their earnings have been going right through the roof. Now, it's called the big gold rush.
Yeah.
You don't make money betting on the guy making the gold. You make money on the guy making the picks and the shovels.
That's right. Because
he's making
always,
money.
There's
yeah,
guaranteed.
There's always something. So that's NVIDIA. They're making the picks and the shovels.
Hey, that reminds me. Are you willing to make an investment for me, buddy, on that?
You can do it yourself. Just go to.
No, I don't. Nope. I don't have time. I don't have time to get involved in that. Like I say, I keep my life simple. You're the one who likes to complicate everything. So it's like you do the complicated shit. You tell me how much money you need.
You can't. You can't because it's linked to your social. We'll talk about after the show. We'll talk about after the show.
All right. Yeah. Well, like I say, I know how to beat the system. All right. And before we go to a break, because I know that Freddie's getting itchy fingers.
Yeah.
Do you know what the dumbest thing I heard this week?
Is it still AI?
No.
Oh, well, let me dull out the music. All right. There we go.
Okay. Nike. Great company.
The shoe company.
They're selling dirty sneakers for $210.
How much are the clean ones?
Now, listen, they're like $600 or $700. The Daily Mail says that Nike is getting slammed for selling a pair of new trainers for $210. The trainers look like they're dirty because their soles and body are several different shades of gray and brown.
What?
The trainers resemble mini Crocs, and the shoes are made from recyclable materials. No, here is what Nike has done. Nike has gone and taken all these old shoes that they've got, and they've teared it off and put them and made them into new sneakers, but they're dirty sneakers. They're old, beat up, fungus-filled sneakers. Nike. Yes, sir. Let's put the feet of America in your hands. Let me go get me some dirty Jordans.
I want a foot fungus. Where do I order this?
Yes, sir. Give me some Lamisil. Where's that little monster?
God. What a maroon.
Today in history, June 25th, 524. The Franks are defeated by the Burgundians in the Battle of Estherons. And once they were defeated, they put the Franks inside of rolls and put some mustard on them and ate them. 1741. Maria Theresa of Austria is crowned Queen of Hungary. You're kidding me, right? That's like the President of the United States becoming the King of Canada. 1948. The Berlin airlift begins. Fortunately, the cables held and they were able to pick up and move Berlin. But then they had to put it back. And finally, 1998, in the case of Clinton versus the City of New York, the United States Supreme Court decides that the Line Item Veto Act of 1996 is unconstitutional. Why, you may ask? Well, it gives the power to the President of the United States to unilaterally repeal parts of the statutes that have been duly passed by the United States Congress. You see, what was happening was all these laws were getting passed, and they were just throwing all this pork barrel stuff into the same pot at the same time, and it was kind of difficult to think. Oh, never mind. I'm Dan Mason, and that's June 25th.
Just when you thought it was safe to come back, a movie so frightening, you'll need to wear Depends. Featuring Screams by Jamie Lee Curtis. This will scare you to death.
This was no shark attack. This was a boat. You've got to clear the beach.
Are you insane? It's Christmas season. No. The beach stays open. You just figure out that little boat problem that you have there.
Timmy, come out of the water. I don't want you in there right now. There might be a boat.
But Mom!
No, but Mom. You come out of that water.
Dang, dammit, will you all please listen to me? I remember back in 1968, there was once a boat with an oar as long as my arm. I meant the oar was as wide as my arm.
Oh, yeah, as wide as your arm. Sure.
Explosion scenes directed by Michael Bay.
I think we're gonna need a bigger beach.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Presented by Pentagon Pictures and Slate Co-Productions. In part by Dewey Jibman Howe. The next big thriller, The Boat. This film is not yet rated.
About that fat white guy with the big beard. Ho, ho!
Fred Baxter with the news.
Let's see, today is the... Oh, I know why this is.
Easy does it.
I got it. Can't fool me, doggone it. You gotta get up awful early.
Like, 6.
Although, you know what? You've given me an idea.
All right, well, hold that thought.
Lay down his sweet head.
Oh.
High in the sky. Look down where he lay.
Harold, wake up!
I'm awake. Jesus.
Open up.
And the little star always tells us that they're taking the wise men to the manger.
Open up the missile, Harold.
You would have thought that they'd have had some kind of straight GPS, man. Or better yet, CPS.
You know. You know.
You did this.
You know. We'll just go here.
And now, the reason I can't reach Ben, we return you now to the Slade Mason Show.
Every once in a while, I come up with a good one and it just busts Dan up. So when I came up with CPS, man, boom, we're good.
I gotta. Oh, let me. Where's this? Where's the button that says that? Hold on. Let's do this here. Let's get this right. Here we go.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
All right, so there's no question in anybody's mind what that is. I know it wasn't.
I had to think about it. And then it's like I thought, well, wait a minute. I know what it is. Because 6 months from today, we'll all be singing those very same songs.
That's right. So today is referred to as Leon. Today is National Leon Day. And for the National Leon Day, I played the first Noel by the Varsity Carolers. Leon Day is notification to you that we have 6 months. This is the exact opposite of Christmas. That's why it's Leon and not Leon. Noel.
Leon, not Noel.
There you go. Yeah. So it is the opposite of Christmas. It is Leon Day. So
thank you so much again. You know, it's like I always believed that I should learn something every day, and now thanks to you, I have learned something today.
Yes, I have to tell you, we talk about this off air, but this is my time to have fun during the week. You know, you talk to customers, you might get a chuckle out of them, ha ha ha, or stuff like that. But this is my opportunity to have a smile stuck on my face, and it's the real deal, because we talk about stuff that just, it's something we want to talk about. It's goofy stuff, and I just don't know what to say about it. It's fun.
It's the same thing, you know. Again, like I say, since I'm in a professional broadcaster, you know. Again, the thing of it is that this gives me an opportunity to say things that I would like to say on my radio show, but I know that if I say it once, it's like it'll be the only time I say it.
That's right. Oh, by the way, don't feel bad. The guys up north, they don't get paid as much more than you do. So anyway.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Apparently. All right. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Something Icy Treats, and I'll tell you what that's all about. It is my buddy Sheila and her husband Al have a big
and that new hot hairdo she's got.
Oh yeah. You have to go check it. Did she post it at the
yes.
site? Okay, good.
Oh yes.
Okay. Easy does it.
Easy does it,
young lady. Stop it. Just sit down. All right. Now they have a food truck. It is big. It is red. It is you can see it from 100 miles away. But it's not full of food. Not the way you think about the stuff. It is full of icy treats and what that's
it's
all about.
Full of goodness.
Oh my gosh. She did her research and she saw the enjoyment people had on the islands and said, you know what? We need to bring that to the mainland. And instead of the crunchy rocks that you get from those ice treats, if you will,
Kona ice.
No,
man.
What she's done is she's got these two Italian ice shredding machines, and they shred the ice into this powdery loveliness, and it waits into the waiting goblet where Al puts all the flavors on top. And I will just say this, he is very generous with the flavoring, which is great. And then you scoop it, and it's just like, as soon as it hits your tongue, it just melts your mouth, and it's just this. Oh, it's so hard to describe. I'm trying the best I can, but it's a wonderful, wonderful treat. So if you have a birthday party, if there's a corporate event coming up, you know, like if you got some fundraiser for a nonprofit and you need to get people kind of motivated to have a good time, call them 804-617-8827. She's available for you to set up your event. It is June. They've been at this for the past 2 months, so you guys are running out of time. If you got something coming up, call them right now, 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827, or you could visit their website at www.icesomethin.
Leave off the G for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. They're available on Instagram, Facebook, better than we are. You could also reach out to them at
ICEY@gmail.com
or give them a call, 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. Again, that's 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There we go. All right.
Hey, Dano.
Yes,
Dano.
Yes,
I had
dear.
One more thing to add.
Yes, dear.
You know what? Think of the absolute best chocolate that you've ever had in your mouth.
Okay.
All right. And you know how when it finally starts to melt and it goes down, that's exactly what you get with icy something icy. Mm-hmm. Because you take a mouthful of that ice and it just goes down just as smooth. Okay, Sheila, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about you, darling.
All right, now I got to clean up the drool on the counter here.
It's and the engineer's going to have a fit, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Spit all over the microphone. And
all right, so let's see. there are so many things I want to talk
about.
We're
coming up on the holiday of summer.
Mm-hmm,
that's right. Of course, the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Now, there is a very famous contest that happens on the 4th of July on Coney Island.
That's right. Joey Chestnut.
Now, Joey Chestnut told Yahoo News last week that he gains 24 pounds from the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest on July 4th.
Wow.
The competition lasts 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still amazed because it's like I have been known to be able to engage in large amounts of food, but I have not done it recently because I don't eat that way anymore.
Yep.
But you talk about something, this guy, and all year long, he doesn't do this just on July 4th. All year long, he's going around the country eating this much of this and this many donuts and this many ho-hos.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, I guess he does gain 24 pounds.
Yep.
For those of you who have never done it, don't, because it's number one, it's not good for you.
Nope.
And all that pork is not going to help your heart any.
Nope.
And not to mention, it's like it is just a gastronomical disaster. So,
plus, they don't retain.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
There's a lot because of,
there's a lot of revamping of old materials, you know, again.
Yeah.
And see, that was one of the reasons I stopped drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because going down, that's great, man. But when it comes back, it's awful.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's because it burns. It's not good for the esophagus. I mean, it's just, boys and girls, it just. wait. Leave it for the professionals, okay?
That's exactly right. That's right. Because number one, if you enjoy throwing up, that's one thing. But if you don't, man, that's not the thing you want to get into.
Yeah, because it.
Hey, you ever use Sriracha?
I'm sorry.
Sriracha.
Sriracha?
Yeah.
The hot
Sriracha,
stuff?
Yeah.
I put it on like ketchup.
Well, it's like the San Francisco Gate says that the Sriracha shortage is still occurring because of poor climate conditions that have damaged the chili pepper supply.
People are
so desperate that they're now stealing bottles of it from restaurants.
I'm not stealing it. I'm just hoarding it. So, which?
I did that with toilet paper. Yes, sir. I was never going to run out, man. It's like I had rolls and rolls and rolls. Oh, my God. Speaking of toilets.
here's some tasty treats.
Ladies and gentlemen, the reason that you're going to destroy your toilet is because of what you put in it.
Ooh.
And the reason that we are the fattest nation in the world is because of the food industry. It's not your fault, ladies and gentlemen. How can you resist when they just keep throwing things at you? That's like telling you can win $1 million playing this lottery. Please play responsibly. All right, here we go. The Fast Food Post says Dunkin' Donuts is testing a new breakfast empanada. Now the flaky pastry is stuffed with sausage, egg, and cheese, and it's going to cost $5. Yeah.
It's going to cost you more than that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes, sir. The far payment. All right. Fansided says Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream is offering a new limited edition Pop-Tarts ice cream.
Hmm.
Frosted Brown Sugar Cinnamon Ice Cream will debut on Thursday. The cinnamon sugar ice cream is infused with pastry pieces and cinnamon caramel swirl.
So sugar and sugar and sugar. Got it. Next.
Sugar. There we go. The Impulsive Buy website says Swoon is selling a new Barbie pink lemonade to celebrate the release of the new live-action Barbie movie. Oh the limited edition drink is sweetened with monk fruit. Thank you. McDonald's hot sauce milkshake is trending. The Mash Magazine says that the McDonald's hot sauce milkshake is trending on TikTok. People are posting videos of themselves emptying bottles of Tabasco into their vanilla shakes to see who can drink the most hot sauce with their soft serve.
Yeah.
Again, more stupidity. SWPs of the world unite. All right, the internet even had something to say about it. My head's rolling at this. I will not survive the first one. Oh my God, no, the milkshake sounds so bad. All right, People Magazine says comedian Whitney Cummings is pregnant with her first child. All right, she posted a bikini picture that showed her baby bump. No word on who the father is. I don't know why I put that story.
Why is that
in
with food?
I have no idea. But hey, moving right along, KXPL says Sparky's homemade ice cream in Columbia, Missouri is going viral because they're selling a Mountain Dew and Doritos ice cream.
Oh, God.
The ice cream is green.
Yeah. And so will my face be after I have some.
Dish Magazine says McDonald's has launched a new caramel popcorn McFlurry in Canada. The vanilla soft serve treat is infused with caramel popcorn and topped with a caramel sauce.
Oh, so it's going to get stuck in my teeth? Oh, God.
Yeah. And, of course, for those of us who are wearing false ones, you know what happens when you bite into that caramel.
Ow.
There they go. Seriously, oh, my God, says French's is selling ketchup-flavored cotton candy in Canada.
Jeez, no.
It's available for a limited time. French's says this sweet, savory candy is made with French's ketchup featuring 100% Canadian tomatoes.
Oh, God.
And last but not least, Yahoo News says Kraft is celebrating the release of their new buffalo-style mayo by selling a buffalo sauce bomb. It costs $15 on Amazon and allows people to rub buffalo dressing on their food like they would chapstick on their lips.
Oh, God.
And that is another reason why we are the fattest and grossest nation in the world.
What is the matter with people? What is going on?
I'm telling you, do not kill the messenger. I'm just a messenger. But there again, this is the stuff that people are putting into their systems.
Popcorn McDonald's. First off, French's makes
mustard.
Nasty yellow mustard, which I don't like. I like spicy brown
Golden.
Mustard. Thank you very
Golden.
Much. Thank you very much. I was going to name names, but there we go.
I started as a kid, mm-hmm. and as an adult, there's just no better ketchup than Heinz.
I couldn't find the difference between the flavors personally, but I will say this: French's needs to stick with their ballpark nasty yellow mustard and not make ketchup, and then on top of that, make cotton candy. Ketchup. Give me a flipping. Thank God it's a limited edition because.
If it goes over, it'll be right on the regular shelves in the fall.
Gosh. Now, regarding McDonald's and the hot sauce milkshake, I will say putting it in vanilla is disgusting. If you put it in chocolate, though, the two chemicals, whatever chocolate is, chocolate and
my bottom lip is on the floor from that.
Chocolate,
I can't believe you actually said
wait, chocolate and capsaicin are almost identical, and that's why they go so well together. Have you ever had a chocolate bar with peppers
no.
in it?
No. Nope.
It's amazing because you just want to keep eating it. Of course, after you eat it quite a bit, you kept eating it.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's a pepper, and so
It will remind you.
It is going to remind you that it is a pepper.
Yes.
In the worst possible way.
Hey, let me ask you over there with the Elmer J. Fudd hat on.
You in the horns. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You.
The Baba of Seville. Where did that come from? All right.
Big-a-woe.
Now, question for you. You know where I was going with this, you jerk.
I didn't do anything.
All you said
here
was the guy with the horns on. All right, now.
Oh, I killed the rabbit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those obscure moments where I said something that tripped the memory that made Dan lose it.
All right. Now, like Elmer Fudd, you did or do or you currently or you had at one time owned a high speed one quarter inch hole punch.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yes,
okay,
yes.
It's kept away someplace within your establishment.
Yes,
you don't wear it when you go out in public.
No.
Okay. You don't take it with you for car rides going down to the local grocery store.
No.
Okay. You don't
last time I checked, no.
You don't take it with you when you go to the restroom.
Yeah, that goes along with my cell phone and everything else, the things that I don't take into the bathroom. See. Yes.
You don't take it when you go into take a shower.
No.
You don't go in when you don't have it on you when you're maybe changing your clothes or brushing your teeth or making a meal or sleeping or getting up or having a cigarette or wait, well, let me back up a couple. Sleeping. Do you have it while you're asleep?
I guess they'd have to ask me if I snore. I don't know. It's like I don't see it.
Yeah. So, well, apparently...
I knew he's going to tie this together. Here it comes.
There's this fellow. Let me get at this story. This is so stupid. I can't believe this guy did this. I'm going to get the exact story because it really renewal notification. Go away. Let me pull the story up. Hold on. I know this is getting it. All right. So this man. Yeah, he's not
he has no pigmentation.
Yeah, he's translucent. Mark DeCara from Illinois has been charged with possession of an illegal firearm and reckless discharge, and the fact that it's a apparently it's a felony because he's not allowed to own a gun. And here's what happened. He was sound asleep. He was dreaming and having a wonderful dream. And then all of a sudden, he dreamed that somebody was coming into his house. And he pulled out his gun and he bang, 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 bang. And he shot himself in the leg, which woke him up from his sleep in a great amount of pain and significant blood, as the police department pointed out. They applied a tourniquet and transported him to a hospital where he was arrested for discharging a firearm. Like, boys and girls.
In an occupied dwelling. Yes, that's like, yes. What an idiot.
What a maroon. So he had to post bond of $150,000 and he has to be in court Thursday. So ladies and gentlemen, stop it. Just stop it. That you got better things to do, all right? Like this guy. He's thinning out a little bit. Did you know they've now come up with a cure for baldness?
Okay.
And hey, here's the creepy thing. It has to do with that nasty, gross mole on the back of your leg.
Mole on the back of my leg.
Yeah, they found a chemical in moles that apparently trigger the reactivation of hair.
Oh, anywhere. Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. You're talking about your excuse of pigmentation that you think you have.
No. Yeah. But yeah, the hairy one. So when you got there's a chemical in there that essentially
there's a chemical in everything that does something.
It does everything. Anyway, they've
separated
this chemical, and so basically people are going to go in and get these shots, and it's a lot like a Botox shot. So they have to go in and they have to poke your head hundreds of thousands of billions of times right underneath each one of those little teeny tiny little hairs just to get your hair to regrow again. Won't that be just wonderful?
I'm keeping my razor handy. Thank you. I'm telling you, listen, it was tough for me to do it because it was the loss of some of my youth when I had to give up my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But once I did it,
you're like,
now that it's been done, and it's like, yes, sir. Hey, look, I go in the shower, I take that washcloth, wipe my head. There it is. It's combed.
Mm-hmm. Now, this goes back. I want to go back two stories to the guy about who shot him. And you saw me struggling. I want to make sure I got the story in front of me straight. Okay. I wanted to share with you the facts because on a completely different aspect, as you know, right now, June 25th, 2023, Bud Light is in the you-know-what, right?
Oh, yeah.
Close the lid, flush the toilet. It's gone. All right.
No, but you're making money on them.
Now, wait. That's a different story, but we'll get into that. This is all due to Dylan Mulvaney, is it pronounced?
Yeah.
Is an individual who has decided to transgress
up like a woman.
Oh, as a woman. Okay. And that's the end of it. Got a 1-year commemorative Budweiser can with a depiction of Dylan's face on the front of it. Now, news story is hitting the wires big time. It is the implication that Anheuser-Busch did this intentionally because they acquired this American company, American Budweiser, and they don't like the American processes. And this is something I want to read to you. It says, came in from a former employee, no name, provided a conservative commentator, no name, information that this former employee and the commentator verified that this former employee is a former employee of Anheuser-Busch by looking at their pay stubs to make sure they're real. Of course, no one could ever forge that. Now, this is news. This is news that they're like, they did this intentionally to kill the product so that they can launch their own products. And they point to the following words here. I'm going to read the following words about this former employee. Here we go. You ready? Words like, he believes. Mm-hmm. He suspects. two more words. Feels like. And my favorite, this is the nail in the coffin. I'm pretty sure. So.
Yes, sir, boy. That's beyond a reasonable doubt.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
Well, look, here's the interesting
thing.
This
is what I hate when people, but that I'm hearing news stories like this all the time. And it's like, you go in there like, you know, man-eating alligator. And you go in there like, oh my gosh, it's a man-eating an alligator. It's a man sitting down in a restaurant eating an alligator. So this is not news, first off. And secondly, please provide details. Don't say, you know, feels like or suspects or is pretty sure.
I want you to search your memory banks because I think you're going to find a very interesting story here. All right. Who owns Corona beer?
Corona is actually owned by
Anheuser-Busch.
Anheuser-Busch. Yeah.
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 And because sales were down with Corona, they needed to find something to boost the sales of Corona, which is now the number one beer in America.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did this thing with Bud Light, which really made all them great big men all mad, pissed them all off, because how dare you put that shaking on, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, of course, Bud Light took a big hit to the heart, and Corona went up.
Mm-hmm. Which means the money came out of the left-hand pocket and went straight into the right-hand pocket. Meanwhile, their stock took a dump.
Yeah.
So I jumped on it. Anyway, so...
Hey, because eventually it's going to come back.
It is. It'll have to come back because...
Because people are just going to drink beer and they're not going to care about all that other stuff by the time they start to drinking beer because it makes them forget those things.
That's right. And drinking beer forgets so many things. And then they just keep perpetuating itself. It just keeps on going.
It makes everybody
happy. Come along. There's a song we'll be singing. Come
on, guess what, buddy?
What?
Next week, it's the 4th of July. Yum, yum, yum.
Are we going to be around?
Well, you didn't say anything. Let me see. Hold on a second.
Let me see. It's the 2nd of July. The song does not go, born on the 2nd of July.
No, but it's our 4th of July show because, I say, we're not going to be here on the 4th of July.
So I had to get some hot dogs.
That's right.
And we have to get Joey Chestnut
to throw up in our corner.
All right. When are you going to get him on the phone?
What?
When are we going to get him as a guest?
Oh, hey, listen. Right after he finishes the hot dog eating contest, I'm going to be right there with a microphone.
He's be sitting there with a sweat coming down going,
and a bucket. Say goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye, Dan. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
What did we talk about?
I have no idea. All I can remember is I laughed a lot.
The Baba of Seville.
Now I'm going to go home and I'm going to go laughing some more. I'm going to have help this time.
Yeah. 3 hour tour.
3 hour tour.
Skipper.
Let's see. It's a Gilligan Skipper dude, a millionaire and his wife,
the movie
and the
stuff.
Rest.
And the rest. Those other people. The stewardess.
Okay, little buddy.
Skipper!
The Slade Mason Show. The Slade Mason Show is a Dan Beardorf production.
The Mark Goodson, Bill Sudman production. And brought to you by Martin Paints.
I was talking about a show with somebody who I told you is from Jersey. I see him all the time. It's like, yeah. Oh, it's a shit. No, wait a minute. The music.